Standing on the shore of the lake, Beowulf turned to the king. "Now, O king, I am ready," he said. "If I do not return, I pray you be a friend to my warriors, and send the gifts which you gave me to my king. Then he will know that I fought bravely." Before Hrothgar could answer, Beowulf plunged into the water. Down, down he went into the dark lake. The Battle Under the Water. The monster saw Beowulf coming and lay waiting for him. As soon as he touched the bottom, she sprang upon him and seized him in her terrible claws. Only his armor saved the hero from death in that fierce grasp. When she found that the armor could not be broken, she dragged him off to her cave. There, deep down under the waters, Beowulf fought the hardest battle of his life. Backward and forward struggled the hero and the monster, in and out of the cave. At last, Beowulf felt that his strength was leaving him. At this moment, the brave hero saw a great sword hanging on the wall of the cave. Never before had he seen such a weapon. Surely no one but a giant had ever used it.